With Radio On The Go News, I'm Brian Fancher reporting. The Iowa Department of Transportation has been awarded federal money from two different programs to help repair bridges across the state. The DOT's Nicole Moore says one program provides states money to repair the driving surface of bridges.
Iowa received $25.3 million. And we received that money because we have more than 7.5% of our statewide bridge deck area is listed in poor condition.
The state has some 24,000 bridges, with 4,000 owned by the state, 18,666 owned by counties, and 1,180 owned by cities.
The DOT is going to use $2.3 million of that money, and then the rest will go to the cities and counties.
She says they still have to meet with the cities to determine how that money will be allocated. Moore says the surfaces of the bridges vary greatly and some are made of wood. The other money comes from what's called the Competitive Highway Bridge Program, and it is limited to rural states. Moore says Iowa will receive more than $33 million, which covers 55% of the construction cost.
There was only 25 states eligible to even apply for this money. There was $225 million in the pot of money, and we had to submit grant applications. And only the DOTs could submit applications, so you couldn't have a city or a county just submit an application right directly to the federal government in this particular case.
She says they focused on structurally deficient or poor bridges that had a traffic count of 100 vehicles or more each day. An attack on oil production facilities in Saudi Arabia will lead to higher prices at gas pumps in Iowa and elsewhere. Mark Peterson of AAA Iowa says the world's largest oil facility was hit.
Attacks have taken about 5.7 million crude barrels off the market, which is about 6% of the global supply. Prior to that, crude oil was healthy around the country. In fact, we were sitting on a global glut.
Last weekend, gas prices were around $2.40 a gallon. Peterson says how long the higher prices last depends upon how long the Saudi facilities are down.
Suffice it to say, we're going to see some increases at the pump.
President Trump has said he's prepared to tap U.S. petroleum reserves if oil production in Saudi Arabia does not rebound quickly. Last night, the Iowa Falls Police Department arrested 38-year-old Jeremiah Hook of New Providence on an Iowa Falls warrant for operating a vehicle without the owner's consent. Hook is being held at the Hardin County Jail. Yesterday morning, the Iowa Falls Police Department received a report of the theft of about 12 stainless steel hog feeders from along Country Club Road. The feeders have a combined value of just under $500. Last night, the Hardin County Sheriff's Office arrested 37-year-old Damian Holmeister and 36-year-old Emily Simons, both from Ackley, on warrants charging each with three counts of child endangerment, no injury. Both were later released from custody. A Shell Rock man has been given 5 years of probation for the deaths of his 41-year-old brother and another man who were riding in his pickup truck when it crashed in North Iowa. 47-year-old Matthew DeWitt was sentenced Monday to 10 years in prison suspended in order to pay $150,000 in restitution. He had pleaded guilty to vehicular homicide, reckless driving. Prosecutors had reduced his charges in exchange. Authorities say DeWitt's blood showed the presence of alcohol and marijuana after the October 27, 2016 crash near Clarksville. DeWitt was towing a trailer when his pickup veered off the roadway and hit a culvert. His brother, 41-year-old Jeffrey Joe DeWitt of Shell Rock, and 28-year-old Andrew John Baker of Waverly were killed. Matthew DeWitt was also injured in that accident. The State Judicial Nominating Commission, which is responsible for selecting nominees for appointment to the Iowa Court of Appeals, will begin accepting applications for the vacancy that will occur when Judge Amanda Potterfield retires December 25th. The commission has 60 days to send a slate of nominees to the governor, who makes appointments to the court. The deadline for applications to be received by the commission and the commissioners to be considered for balloting is 11:59 p.m. on October 11th. For more information, go to iowacourts.gov. This week, the Franklin County Board of Supervisors appointed David Keener as an assistant to the county attorney, Brent Simmons. Keener will be serving in conflict of interest and vacation situations. Payment will be $15,000 a year to cover charges, effective with the September 30th pay period. In other business, the Franklin supervisors received more information concerning what a Census Complete Count Committee does as preparations continue for the 2020 census. No action was taken by the board. The latest long-range forecast from the Climate Prediction Center shows normal to above-normal temperatures are expected in Iowa through the end of this month. However, it's still harder to forecast when a killing frost and or freeze may hit. Iowa State Extension field agronomist Angie Rekens tells Radio On The Go News the average date for a hard freeze in North Iowa was about October the 14th.
Not uncommon to have frost in September. It's not uncommon for frost to happen much later. But with this year's situation in crops, we kind of want to make sure we get to maturity before we hit a frost date.
Most of Iowa's corn and soybean crops are still about 2 to 3 weeks behind last year in the five-year average for development. A benefit dinner and silent auction will be held Saturday, October 5th for the family of Jeff Sherburn, who recently passed away following a battle with cancer. This event was in the planning stages as Sherburn was dealing with several complications during his treatments. Sherburn was a 27-year volunteer for the Clarksville Fire Department. A golf tournament will start on the morning of October 5th, but registration has ended as the tournament is filled to capacity for teams. A silent auction will start at noon and close at 8 p.m. A steak sandwich supper will be served from 5 to 9 p.m. A hamburger meal will also be available. The cost for the steak sandwich meal, $10, and $8 for the hamburger meal. The benefit will be held at the Card Country Club. That's 2 miles south of Clarksville on Highway 188 on Saturday, October the 5th. An account is open at Iowa State Bank in Clarksville for those wishing to make a donation but are unable to attend the benefit. Anyone with questions is asked to call this number. It's 319-239-0633. Again, 319-239-0633. And today's guest on the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program is Charles Schwab, an extension safety specialist in the Agricultural and Biosystems Engineering Department at Iowa State, to discuss safety measures farmers can take as part of this week's National Farm Safety and Health Week. The Radio On The Go Newsmaker program airs weekdays over the noon hour on KLMJ following the news, weather, and obituaries, with archive programs available online at radioonthego.com. For Radio On The Go News, Brian Fancher reporting.